Chrissy Croucher is an outreach worker for the Health Bus in Bournemouth. It also does Christchurch and Poole, and will be the main person driving a brand new electric vehicle. Now, what's that all about? Chrissy joins me on the show. Morning.
Good morning.
One exciting thing to say that you've got a brand new electric vehicle. So tell me about the vehicle and what you're going to be doing with it.
Oh my goodness, she's a beauty. So we received an incredible donation yesterday. We have, so already the health bus takes healthcare out onto the streets. We have a clinical bus that we take out. And the car itself is going to make things far more accessible for our patients. Being able to whiz around town, see people in wherever they are, whether that's at soup kitchens, in the doorways where they're living, or in temporary accommodation across the BCP area. So a lot more accessibility, and we're just so blessed. Thank you.
And this is I think it's a four-seater, kind of slightly larger smart car that's electric. So Chrissy, because I think driving electric cars is a little bit like you've stolen a Dodgem from the fair, isn't it?
Well, I haven't driven it yet. I'll have to come back and let you know.
Chrissy, you wait. It's like someone's giving you an electric roller skate. It's like nothing else. I know that people will be going, goodness. Oh, come on, Alan, the environmental credentials of these things. But let's not talk about that right now. It is so much fun. So what, in my mind, Chrissy, what I imagine this gives to you is the bus is great as almost like a centre of the hub. But what you can now do with your electric car is you can just whiz around, stopping whenever you see someone, saying hello, building relationship, which you could never do in a bus.
You've just said it, really. I think that, you know, building relationship, being available, being that first face sometimes of healthcare when things have broken down in the past. So yeah, it's being out and about, it's being available. I think we sadly know that the average age for a male to die is 47 on the street. So there's a lot of undiagnosed, untreated health conditions that people have, and we're passionate about bringing healthcare, reducing health inequalities to people. So we're just that bridge to them accessing their GPs, the hospital, all the other incredible healthcare services across the town, but it's starting that relationship and building up that trust. Mm. So bringing hope and dignity is key to what we do.
Are you able then to, if you meet someone and they go, I'd really like the services you offer, are you able then to say, well, look, hop in my brand new electric car that I've just got, because it's great fun, it's like a Dodgem that I've stolen from the fair, and take them somewhere? Or do you have to go, right, okay, this is where you need to go, and because there's, you know, you can't act like an ambulance service. So are there rules around this?
So yeah, I'm not an ambulance. We're not an ambulance. We've got to make that clear from the start. So often we get calls from other partners in the Homeless Partnership. So all the amazing agencies that are out there seeing our clients, and they might, you know, they don't often have any clinical background themselves, so they might not know, and it might be they're concerned about someone, so they could give us a shout. We can go up, assess, see if they need a GP or an ambulance, see if they need to go to hospital, or just see if they need some basic wound care, or it might be we're screening for a condition. There's so many things we can do, and I think it's early stages yet to know how this car is best going to be used. But you know, we've got a great team of healthcare professionals now delivering physical and mental health support. So I think we're going to get going. Let's just see how this works. But no, we're not an ambulance, and we want to make that really clear from the start. But we are sometimes that first face of healthcare. And I think for a lot of our clients, I was with a lovely chap yesterday who just said he doesn't want to go to hospital, he doesn't want to go to the GP. It's the first time he's for a long time thought about his health because of just some of the chaos his life has been in. So it's just starting those conversations about, come on guys, let's think about what this could look like in a few years if you don't look at your health needs, and just being able to offer them healthcare on the streets, really, when they need it, and then be the bridge to all the other incredible services that are out there.
Chrissy, good luck to you and your team. Amazing work. Good luck, particularly since it's Christmas, very cold and wet out there. Chrissy Croucher, an outreach worker for the Health Bus. That is sort of a central hub of Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole, the Health Bus. But they've now got a new electric car for Chrissy that she's about to drive. And it's funded by donations from groups, large businesses that have a sort of donation arm. Groups like, I think, Hendy have contributed, and the banking firm JP Morgan as well. It's 8:30.